Well, good morning, and you know, I look forward to speaking with you. I haven't had a chance to have one of my media availabilities for the last month or so, and a couple things to talk about. First and foremost, I know that many of you are interested in the department's investigation into the young woman that fell from the police car in March of this year. You know, obviously, as all of you know, we are subject to a civil suit in that. There is a personnel complaint investigation ongoing that has been ongoing since the day of the event. You know, we will look at every aspect of it and do the right thing. We have procedures that would normally preclude somebody from falling out of a police car. The doors are locked and cannot be unlocked from the inside. Also, there's a requirement to seatbelt people. We'll look and make sure, see if those things were followed. And if they weren't, there will be obviously a disciplinary action involved. Another thing that is of interest to you before I get into the crime stats, Special Order 7. Since the last time I talked to you, there's been a judicial ruling that believes that Special Order 7, the impound policies of the Los Angeles Police Department, don't conform with state law. We do not agree with that court ruling. We are anxiously awaiting the written version of that ruling so that we can urge the city to appeal it. In the meantime, we are continuing in the spirit of Special Order 7 and have not changed our impound procedures. You know, this is the end of we are two-thirds into the year. Crime patterns in Los Angeles have been set. We are fairly confident that we will continue in our 11th year of Part 1 crime reduction in the city of Los Angeles by the end of the year. But as of today's date, these are our crime statistics. Total violent crime in the city of Los Angeles is down 11.2% as compared to last year. Remember, last year was the lowest violent crime in over five decades in the city of Los Angeles. So we're doing very well in violent crime. Every category of violent crime is down. Homicide is down 10%, rapes are down 28.5%, robberies are down 11.2%, aggravated assaults are down 9.6%. Property crime is also down across the board in the city of Los Angeles, although not to the level that violent crime is. Burglars are down 2.6%, burglary theft from vehicles are down 2.7%, personal thefts are down 4.6%, and auto thefts are down 5.7%. That's a total property crime reduction of 3.8%. Gives us a total aggregate. You know, when you combine the two of them, that gives you your Part 1 crime reduction. Part 1 crime is the way we've measured crime in the United States since the late 1920s. That gives us a total Part 1 crime reduction of 5.1%. If we continue on this trajectory, we will end this year with under 100,000 Part 1 crimes in the city of Los Angeles. That will be the first time that has happened since the early 50s. Will be an amazing accomplishment if it holds true. Gang crime is also down. Gang crime is down a total of 18% in the city. We are making significant progress on all areas of gang crime. Gang homicide down about 7%. I already gave you a briefing on the electric motorcycle. You know, I am thrilled that you have interest in that. Obviously, the police department is very interested in the future of our transportation, and I think that this may in fact be the way of the future. One other last thing before I take questions. Well, there's two other things. I'm sorry. On September 19th. We have our Above and Beyond Medal of Valor and Purple Heart Awards. This year, 43 men and women from the Los Angeles Police Department will receive awards for bravery and heroism to the highest degree that the Los Angeles Police Department recognizes. I encourage the media to attend. It'll be a truly special event. And last, the point of our press conference. You know, go ahead. And lastly, to the point of the press conference and its location. The Los Angeles Police Museum was opened in 2001. It's the oldest surviving police station. This was formerly the Highland Park Police Station in the city of Los Angeles. Historical society that runs the police museum collects and displays exhibits from LAPD's past. And at this point, I'd like to get Glenn Martin up. Glenn is the executive director of the museum, a retired Los Angeles police officer, an encyclopedia of all things historic to LAPD, and I'll have him talk a little bit about not only the museum, but about the recent award that it's received. Glenn?
Chief, thank you.
And I did not originally start in this car. I wasn't even asked.
Welcome, everybody. I was very surprised to see the chief roll in. As I mentioned to him, I've seen him make a lot of very important entrances on all kinds of occasions, and to see him arrive on a completely electric motorcycle is certainly a great bookend to what we have to share with the public and on display here at the Police Museum, which is what I refer to as LAPD's arresting history. We know largely from the mass media and from what has gone on all the way back to the 1930s when the radio show Calling All Cars went to the air, that there's a great public interest in what it is that the men and women of law enforcement, and specifically those of this department, do on a daily basis. And this is the place where it's all collected. In that regard, we've come a long way since Calling All Cars with new media and whatnot. And this summer, a family-oriented website known as Red Tricycle, who has centers in the major cities in the throughout the nation, and measures activities and prepares and recommends activities for families, adults with various age children. And to effectively do that, they host a competition in a series of categories, one of which is museums. And the title for Kid Friendly for them is What's Totally Awesome. So in that competition, we were pitted against 19 other major institutions here in and around the city of Los Angeles, including the Getty, the Autry, the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, folks that we have looked to as mentors over the years. And in that competition, we emerged the winner. And again, this speaks to what we've known back from the 1930s, this interest from the public that is enduring curiosity about what goes on with the LAPD, with the men and women that serve it. And we're just thrilled to have come out this past Tuesday when we were formally announced as the winner of this competition, and on Monday we'll be accepting our award at a formal ceremony. To do that, like this enterprise, like the LAPD itself, we look to a number of partners, and in this case some very talented and dedicated partners, the first being the police department itself and its chief of police. When the competition was announced, his office was the first that we turned to, and within a few minutes, I learned that there was a tweet that the chief had sent out about the competition and endorsing us as, in fact, a family-friendly place for children. We did experience that this year, this summer, while the kids were out of school. Huge increase in attendance from school children, which does nothing but help us in our role as we help the LAPD. So we want to extend our thanks to the chief for that partnership. The other dedicated partner was the Los Angeles Police Protective League that also helped in a regard that we don't have a capacity for, and that's the public outreach that both the department and the Protective League do. They're two trusted partners, and we try and support both of them the best we can by collecting and preserving the history of the LAPD. We'll welcome you to take a look around here today. Look at what it is from the past, because what we found out truly is that past is prologue. When something either good or bad happens with a department, we typically get a media inquiry or many media inquiries if it has happened in the past. And nearly unanimously, the answer is yes, and we're able to go back and record and share with the past and the lessons learned, be them good or bad. And we're very fortunate to have this facility, to have these very effective partnerships, and we can conclusively say that because of that, because of these partnerships, that we've been recognized for this, which means we're penetrating an audience that typically we don't see. We're helping to educate the young people in our community so they have a better understanding of this department's role in the public, how we can help them, how they can help them. And if I had to assess this, and Next week we might be assessing it from the seat of a little red tricycle, but if we had to assess it, we'd call this a win-win all around. And again, I need to thank the Chief of Police and his staff and the men and women of this great department for making all this possible.
Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you, Chief.